Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Coach, let's dive right into this. When you're looking at a long road trip like this, how do you both maintain focus game to game and also keep everybody rested when you're playing a lot of games in a short period of time?
Yeah, I think it's the mental battle is the biggest thing, just making sure that you leave the last game where it should be. Of course, we address it after the game and have a review and talk about what was good, what wasn't good. But in the end, it's really important to get yourself mentally prepared for what's most important, and that's the next game. And so that's something we really focus on, just taking it one shift at a time, focus on doing the right things when you're out there, and ultimately at the end you add it up, and hopefully if you did a good job, you get what you need as far as points.
You've generally been pretty good in the back end of back-to-backs. You got another one tonight in Vancouver. What's the biggest challenge you have with that?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that's really worked well for us, we've got two great goalies. You know, they're both playing such a high level, and no matter who we put in there, we know we're going to get a good performance, and that's not always the case for all the teams. So that's really important. But I think another reason why we've had success is because we understand, we seem like we're more willing to play a simpler game, a grinding game, because we know it's our second game. We're going to be a little tired. We got to play simple. Just don't beat ourselves. Be smart. Make good decisions with and without the puck. And that's worked really well for us. And the challenge is try to do that all the games, all 82. And I think that would set us up for more success.
I think we saw an example of that, case in point of what you're talking about last week in the game against Boston at home. It was kind of that way, right? Kind of playing that simpler game?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great team. That was a big test for us on the second game of a back-to-back. And, you know, they had their moments where they were all over us, but we found a way to survive. We did just some little things that allowed us to stay in the game. We got some big saves. And those home games, that's been missing a little bit too often, especially in the first half of the year, and hopefully we can continue to improve at home and in those areas.
I want to get your thoughts on Kirby Dach. He had points in five straight games going into this road trip. Where have you seen the greatest growth for him, Jeremy?
Yeah, just his confidence with the puck. He's really willing to skate it, and we talk a lot about asking our forwards to drive the puck through the neutral zone, to drive the puck deep in the offensive zone. That's difficult to play against. It helps to shift the momentum of the shift and for the team, and he's very good at that. He's really been improving in defensive zone, finding a way to get us out of there, making good reads. And then, as I said, he gets us to the other side of the rink, and there's a lot more there offensively. He seems to be growing in confidence and making a lot of plays, and that's very positive for our team.
Yeah, and I think people are so excited to see what he's done, and you get an idea of what he's capable of. This guy's going to have a terrific career. You go to Vancouver tonight. You're there. Last time you went there, I think we all remember, it was an offensive shootout. How do you keep that from happening again?
Yeah, well, we wouldn't mind scoring five again.
Oh, but, yeah, that's a good point.
Certainly we want to keep them off the scoreboard, and I think a lot of it was the power play. They scored. They gave them momentum. I think we were in pretty good control of the game, but they scored on the power play, and that gave their top guys some energy. Up to that point, I don't think that top line had done much. And all of a sudden, they get one and start feeling good about themselves, and their team kind of used that to get back into the game. So we want to stay out of the box and play five on five as much as we can.
Do you take a team like Vancouver and kind of point them out to your team and say, look, this is a team which hasn't been to the playoffs, I think, in 5 years, and yet here they are with a real strong record. They've kind of rebuilt that team now, and they look like they're in pretty good shape to make the postseason.
Sure. Well, the league is really tight. The top teams and the bottom teams are closer than ever, and when you have the teams in the middle of the pack that are fighting for those positions, it's tough to choose between them. So it's those little things you do throughout the game that give you a chance. And I think obviously they have some really good young players that have come through for them, but I think they're playing a very good team game, and that's allowed them to scrape points together, and you end up getting points even when you're not at your best, and that's what we want to continue to improve at.
Jeremy, thanks for the time as always. Good luck tonight in Vancouver, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.